Okay, quick intro. So we're on the last Perek now, ninth Perek of Perek Egelet Rufa. So this started really this section from Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We were talking about Sota, and we said Sota is actually said in any Loshon, right? So that, I think that's how we got onto this. That's right. Beginning of the first of the sixth Perek. The seventh Perek is Elul Ne'amarim. We'll call Loshon Parsha Sota, right? And then we just went through that, and now we started talking about the ones that are speaking in Loshon HaKodesh. And if you look at the list, yeah, it's interesting. So the order is a bit out of place, right? Because in our Mishnah, it says first, in the Mishnah meaning on Lama Beis, it says first Egelet Rufa, and then it says Mashuach Milchama. So the Perokim are... whatever. So I don't know if it's, I assume it's a Kavana or maybe not, but anyway, so the order that we have with regards to the Parsha is actually better, because if you look in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shoftim, that we actually speaks about both the Mashuach Milchama, and it also speaks about the Egelet Rufa, and Egelet Rufa comes after. So I advise people to look into the Parsha of Egelet Rufa at the back. It's the last, it concludes Parsha Shoftim. To become familiar with the Pesukim, there's not so many over there. So basically the things we need to know, basically what's Egelet Rufa? That means you find a corpse lying down, right? And he seems to be murdered, all right? And so basically who's going to take... be accountable for it. So the closest city. So first, what they do is they measure, right, from the city to the corpse, and the winner, has to bring. Means who's the closest brings an Egelet Rufa. So who do the measuring? So this, if you look in the parsha, it says, I think it's Zikanecho v'shuv techo, right? So we're going to speak a lot about that today. Zikanecho v'shuv techo. That simply means it's the Sanhedrin, right? So the Sanhedrin actually measure. Yeah, and then later on in the Parsha, it speaks about the Ziknei Eir. So the Ziknei Eir are the people from the closest city, and they're actually just, the elders of the city. So they do the procedure with the Egelet Rufa, and also the Kohanim get involved. Yeah, the Kohanim also. So the things that are spoken out, right, as we say, it's said in Lashon HaKodesh, that's by the Ziknei Eir. They're going to say... it's not our fault. We didn't basically, which we saw these psukim, right? I can't remember exactly that off, right? Look, we didn't see and whatever. Yeah, it was. Yeah, we lodged. We didn't chuckle. We didn't spill his blood. Yeah, and our eyes didn't see, right? And then the Kohanim, which we haven't seen yet, is going to say that basically have a prayer that it's going to be a kapara, whatever. So look through that last parsha, right? And you'll be familiar with the Pesukim, will make it easier for you. Okay, that's the end of the introduction.